a 23-20 win over the Lions in Motown in overtime to improve their record to 6-9. How you doing, everybody? I'm Russ Salzberg. Welcome once again to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. As always, I'm joined by my colleagues, Roman Oatman, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. And guys, let's just say, gutty win. You know, they went out, they improved a great deal on last week. It was a win. Shows you one thing. They don't quit on Tom Coughlin. And Tom Coughlin, let's put it to bed, he's not going anyplace.
Yeah, guys, I mean, let's go back to 2 weeks ago. You get embarrassed on the road. You get knocked out of playoff contention. Last week, you get beaten at home, embarrassed at home. And then you come back on the road. You just had to find a way to win. There's a lot of things that could have gone right or wrong for this team. A lot of things we'll diagnose. But they came together as a team, found a way to win no matter what. Bottom line, good win for the Big Blue.
Yeah, I still don't know how they won the football game. You know, offensively, I'm looking at this team and I'm saying, you know, in the second half, at one point, they had 8 total yards in the second half. They didn't have a first down. But when the game was on the line, they came up with a play. You talked about Tom Coughlin. Give him credit on 4th and 7, going for the win, saying we're not going to settle, we're not going to kick the ball and lay back. And I really have to give credit to the offensive line up front, because when you talk about the Detroit Lions defense, and Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, Ziggy Ansah, the offensive line really stepped up. Dallas Reynolds, I mean, he doesn't even have an easy pass yet. That's how long he's been on this team. Yeah. And he stepped in when Mosley went down with a broken hand, and Mosley was filling in because Dave Deal was out. Those guys stepped up and did a great job protecting.
Yeah, I think the offensive line did a good job. I think you've seen some development out of the receiving corps. I mean, Jarrell Jernigan had a big play at the end of regulation on that 4th and 7, on that fourth down and 7, that conversion. I think those are the types of plays that develop confidence in Eli to throw these guys in clutch portions of the game. But they still have a lot to work on in terms of their route technique, in terms of, you know, trying to protect the throws from Eli. A lot of these throws on the sideline should have been catches, but because they keep the receivers are getting pushed out of bounds, they're losing their ground. A lot of them become incompletions.
All right, good win, 23-20. Lots to talk about right now. Let's talk with our colleague at Ford Field, Howard Cross. And Howard, you know, looking at it from the sideline, you know, the guys here just mentioned about the offensive line, it looked like they really, you know, really picked it up from last week, which was an awful performance. It looked like the guys were playing with a whole lot of spirit today.
You know what they did? They fought to the very end. Now, I'm not going to give them the big kudos like you guys did and say they played great. I'm just going to say they did their job. When it came down to it, the last part of the game, they found a way to win it. You know, 8 yards total for the second half, that's not really showing a lot from the offense. What was really impressive, though, in the first half, they went out in rhythm. Short passes, you know, those kind of things we call the fast break passes, where you know where the ball is going when the ball is snapped, not read and react, getting the ball out of his hand quickly, even rolling the pocket several times to make it easy for him to get open.
Howard, the last time the Giants were on the road, they were embarrassed, obviously, on the other side of the country in San Diego. This time they stuck together, found a way to win as a team. What did you see just from the body language on the sidelines and some of the things that you saw that wasn't there the last time they were out?
No, you know, guys, they just played spoiler. They were playing the Grinch today, trying to take the playoff hopes away from the Lions, and they did a good job of it. Again, what happened was that coach, from an offensive standpoint, they decided to get away from the read and react. You got a very athletic front four in Detroit with that line. You had to figure out a way to get the ball out of Eli's hands. You had another, you know, different group of guys that starting for him in front of him at the offensive line. So you needed to get the ball out of his hands quick and get it to your receivers. You had to make quick decisions. Like a lot of other teams are doing around the league, the Giants kind of got on that boat as well.
Hey, Howard, it's Sean O'Hara here. Well, could you tell when Brandon Mosley got hurt and when he broke his hand, he came back out of the locker room with a cast on his hand. And I'm just curious, who was the other lineman that was down there dressing? Did you see them talking about who would be the next man to go in the game if another offensive lineman had gone down?
I have no idea. I was looking there and trying to do the same thing myself, Sean. There were so many guys, like, questioning who was next, looking around. I think I can't remember who else was even active. I think they traveled with 6, maybe 7 guys. When you're doing that, you're basically rolling the dice. They don't have a lot of healthy bodies right now.
They were getting ready to put pads on you? Is that what you're telling us?
You know, for the right amount of money.
Hey, at least you're honest.
So, talk about Kiwi and how he played today, because he came out, really looked like he really inspired football. 2 sacks. He really kind of, in the beginning of the game, I think defensively, he really settled this team down.
Well, you know what happens with Kiwi is when you play against a quarterback that really isn't super mobile. Stafford's a good quarterback, decent athlete, but not one of the mobile quarterbacks that these guys have been facing seemingly week in and week out. So you can do the inside move and take the outside move. You have a two-way to go on your tackle when you're playing against a guy who's not that mobile. And you don't have to worry about the guy being flushed out and running for 20 or 30 yards. So he did some good things knowing where this guy was going to be in the pocket.
Howard Cross, as always, many thanks, and make sure you have yourself a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hey, guys, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
All right, Howard Cross, and again, you know, wasn't easy, but a real gritty win and something that, you know, Coach Coughlin was talking about gaining some respectability. They didn't get any last week. They did get some back this week, with the 23-20 victory over the Lions in Motown in overtime. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. We have the head coach Tom Coughlin's press conference coming up, Eli Manning a little later, a whole lot more, so stay right where you are. All right, once again, 23-20 in overtime. Giants knock off the Lions, knock them out of the playoff picture.
Nice
Certainly
win.
Looks
That's
that way. Now let's go to Tom Coughlin.
That was a very, very nice ending for a bunch of guys that worked their butts off this week, despite all that was being said about us. And, you know, we had an offensive line that certainly was very little tribute was paid to the week before. I thought they came out and played with great heart. Dallas Reynolds, who, you know, was one of our two backup guys, ended up playing about three quarters of the game as Mosley broke his hand and had to go in there and battle against Sue and did a nice job of that. And then back and forth, Will Hill score, our defense playing outstanding ball, getting the turnovers. Unfortunately, we had a couple of them. Gosh, that one with Andre Brown, that hurt. But we were able to bounce back from that. So we certainly demonstrated resiliency. We demonstrated mental toughness. You know, we had a nice lead at halftime, came out in the second half, the third quarter, didn't look very good offensively, three and outs. They came up with a big punt return on us, which hurt. But then the fourth quarter, we battled back, and we did have a very nice kickoff return, which we have worked very hard to accomplish and hadn't had a lot of success, but certainly in a ball that was returned probably five deep in the end zone, gave us the ball at midfield. So lots of outstanding plays in the game, lots of physical football, a lot of big plays. Jarrell Jernigan made plays, the fourth down call there, the sliding catch that put us in position to kick the field goal. And that was a huge play, because that's not easy. I mean, you're talking about the first time I punted, it was fourth and 10, and this looked like another fourth and what was a 7 or 8. And we decided to go for it, you know, deep into overtime. Guys have played a lot of plays. Let's see if we can make a play to put ourselves in position to end the game, and we did.
Tom, what's it say about your team to come through like this?
Good character, tough kids. You know, taken a lot of shots this year. Quite frankly, have earned the criticism. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we've been able to stay focused, and we've been able to touch on some real deep values that get overlooked when people are telling you got nothing to play for. You got everything in the world to play for. And I think the way they played tonight was a good demonstration of that.
It looked like before you made the fourth down decision, Eli was yelling at the sideline. Was he lobbying to go for it?
Mm-hmm. I think he was. I mean, I picked him up right after we made the decision, and he was standing there and didn't want to come off the field. I'd say that's about as close to lobbying as he gets, yeah.
What do you think you seem to do a lot of different things offensively, maybe rolling down a little bit more than usual. How much did your offensive game plan change with it?
Well, you'd be surprised how much of that we have available on a weekly basis. Sometimes you don't have the opportunity to make some of those calls. But there were a lot of them that came in handy tonight. We were disappointed in our go screen production. We threw a lot of those. But the throwback screen was a big, big play. In that last drive, you know, Ruben with the big third down conversion there, and then the fourth down conversion by J.J., and you know, the series before the ball off of Hakeem's fingertips there. So we have quite a bit on a weekly basis, just to answer that again, but sometimes you don't have the spot to call.
That series, when you started the second half of those announcements that you mentioned, were you concerned at that point that offensive line is playing so well?
Well, you knew darn well. I mean, there's a very, very quality eight rushers. I mean, not just four, but eight of them. And they rotate them through, and they had studied, and they played a whole half against us. And they're very good at what they hurt us with, was basically ETs and TEs, you know. And they did a nice job of grabbing the lineman that has to come off. And so they hurt us with that, yeah.
What did you say about Jernigan, who was asked to do a lot of these last few weeks?
He did. This is two games in a row. He's played really well. And to be honest with you, this week, he was injured and then he was sick last night. So he keeps you right on the edge of your seat whether or not he's going to be able to go. But, yeah, he bounced back, and he's a tough guy.
Tom, Will Hill.
Yeah.
He was off the very good play. I mean, he was involved in something. Was it a tough decision to play him, not play him? And what's to talk about his...
Well, I mean, we support him in every way we can. If there was some, he's trying like heck to meet all his responsibilities. I don't know any more than probably you know more than I do, but it is a private matter, and it's something that he has taken care of, and so we again support him as best we can, and he tries like heck to meet all his obligations.
You've seen so many pit bulls.
Nice to get a couple, yeah.
What did you do to kind of limit Calvin Johnson? defense?
Well, yeah, I think you have to have some ideas about what you're going to do against them. He hurt us with one big play earlier on that we saw coming, and we just couldn't stop it. But we did some good things in the red zone with our defensive structure to try to force the quarterback not to even think about going over there. And then in the field, we had some circumstances where we were able to have at least a guy and a half, or someone in coverage and a guy over the top of them.
Tom, that last fourth down, that the other option was punt, and it goes on a 62-yard field goal?
No. Not at that point, no. I think, to be honest with you, the one that Josh hit during the game, I thought he could kick a 60-yarder with that kick. But I didn't consider any more than that, and I really didn't. I didn't want to get into those numbers either. I was thinking that we would probably have to kick a 56-yarder or something like that. Okay. Thank you.
All right, that was head coach Tom Coughlin, and the head coach alluded to it, beat us to the punch. Will Hill coming up with the big interception, running the back for a touchdown to tie it. An interesting 48 hours, because on Friday night he was arrested on a child support issue. And here's a young man that you hope it's all, he's been doing much better, but, beginning of the season, suspended four games for violation of drug policy. So you just kind of hope that, because there's a lot of talent there. But again, like the coach said, he's trying to meet his obligations.
Russ, I want to jump on that, because for Will Hill, it's never been about his ability on the field. It's been about his poor decision-making off the field, and really it's immaturity on his part. Now, getting back to the football part, great play by him, being at the right place at the right time, catching that ball, taking it back. But I also have to give credit to Prince Amukamara. I thought he did a great job against Calvin Johnson, the best receiver in the game right now. He was very physical. He was in Calvin's hip pocket. Calvin had three catches. I mean, he did have a drop there. But Prince Amukamara, we've been waiting for him to step up and to kind of assert himself. And I thought he did a great job as well.
Hey, on the offensive side, I'd say Jarrell Jernigan. He did a great job, too. He had six catches for 80 yards with a big touchdown in the big fourth down conversion. So this is a guy that's finally getting an opportunity. I mean, I remember people asking me all the time, what's wrong with Jernigan? When is he going to come around? Now he's getting more opportunities to play. And usually when receivers get more opportunities to play and they've been around for a long time, it usually helps them, the fact that they're in there. There's not much you can do in terms of practicing to get yourself ready for games. Sometimes you just need to see the live bullets and get used to that, being in those types of situations. Obviously, he's used to it now with that big fourth down conversion and the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, going back to Jernigan, as an offensive player, we all are, we love to see guys that try to make that step up, and Jernigan has proven that he deserves some consideration to be on this roster next year. I mean, that's what it's all about these last few games. But again, to be a complete wide receiver, how well are you as a blocker when the ball's not in your hand? Can you help the team as a whole? And I think that's the maturation of him. And going back to Will Hill, Russ, it's really about trust, and the organization still trusted him, and he's working through his issues, and we all know that football is the equalizer. You want to get on the field and handle all the distraction and still play well. But look, he's a hometown guy. He went to St. Peter's Prep High School. I mean, he's a guy that everyone roots for. So hopefully, this offseason, as he continues to climb, he really becomes a professional, not just with making plays on the field, but how he handles his self off the field.
He just keep making interceptions for touchdowns. He'll be on the roster, no problem.
Well, he's got to be accountability off the field, otherwise he won't be on the field to make those plays.
You got to make the right decisions off the field to stay on the field. But anyway, again, the right score was, at least for the visiting team today, 23-0 in overtime. Giants take care of business, improve to 6-9. And you know what, fellas? If they win next week, their last 10 games, they go 7-3. That is not bad. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. Eli Manning, much more coming up, so stay right where you are.
catch there on the game-winning drive in overtime. Could you talk about the play?
We know they're going to try to play a little cover two, and the end cut's been open all game. We decided to take a shot there and made a play for the team.
How exhausting was this game going in overtime
this? It was very exhausting. It was hard fought by both teams, and luckily we came out with the win.
And no question about playing for pride. A lot of people didn't know what the Giants were going to come out like today. You guys certainly put it out there.
Yes, I mean, we want to come out and give our best effort, no matter what the season, how the season went. We got a lot of pride here. We just came out here and fought for a win.
Moving around, Alexi, your time.
No, thank you.
Okay, Jarrell, big game for you again, second week in a row, but could you please tell me about the fourth down play that, of course, led to the winning score?
Pretty much, it's a play we always run, and pretty much he told me when I come off that nickel that he was going to hit me, and he made a perfect pass, let me from everybody, and I just slid down, tried to curl it up around there.
What kind of coverage did they have? It looked like you had a pretty good job getting open.
Pretty much it was 22 time, but they was running that whole 2 minute and two man, so they was mixing it up with us.
How satisfying is this for you, the last two games now, putting up some production?
I mean, it's good. Just like I said before, I'm just trying to come out here and let my coach know I can make plays, and whenever Victor get bad, I'll be another asset to the offense.
Jarrell Jernigan, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Well, Prince, Megatron's a big-time player, but you certainly did a pretty good job clamping down on him. How easy was it, or for that matter, how difficult was it?
Coach Field had a great package. We put in a lot of work this week, and Megatron's a great player. I mean, he wasn't in for the whole game. He was nursing an injury, but he's a great player, and I dropped the pick. A couple of us dropped the pick, but I feel like we did enough to win the game.
And then finally, how difficult was it for this defense to continue going out there, and then especially in overtime, to hold them down?
That's what we're built for. I mean, we've been had that mentality, and we've been working on that, so we were prepared for this.
Prince Mukumar, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. I want to go to Amani on this. You're the receiver. You know, we were watching the game early on, and it looked like, I don't know whose fault it was. Maybe receivers were in the wrong spot. Eli was maybe making some bad throws. But you alluded to the fact that the more you get a chance to play, the more confidence you have for the quarterback as well, because it was a big improvement from the first half to the second half as far as his receivers go.
Yeah, I think that they really are starting to, develop a little bit. Too late for them to make a rush for the playoffs or anything, but I think it's a good sign that you got a lot of young players playing. You got Brandon Meyer playing pretty well as at the tight end position. You got people contributing who weren't contributing consistently throughout the entire season. So you're seeing improvement, even though, there's really nothing people think there's nothing to play for. These guys are still playing for their jobs, and they're still playing for respectability.
And Sean, we were talking about the 4th and 7. You made a good point about that.
Yeah, I thought the 4th and 7 was great situational awareness on that pass that we weren't sure. We didn't really get a chance to look at it. Did Jernigan, in fact, catch that ball? But Eli had great awareness. He ran up, and, we practiced that. And there's a
FedEx
code word. I wasn't going to say the code word, but UPS, whatever it is. And you run up, and you hurry up
Express
and run a play
mail,
because
yeah.
You know that it might be a challengeable play. And if you run that play, but you get the snap off before they could challenge it. Obviously, in overtime, they weren't able to challenge it on the field. They had to go upstairs. I think that was great awareness by Eli. But
I want to
piggyback just what you said about the receivers. For Jernigan stepping up, I thought he did a great job. And for Ruben Randall stepping up when opportunity knocked, great. But I have to say, shame on you, Hakeem Nicks, because I thought the job that he did right before the half, he caught that pass, and we were all saying, what are you doing? Go out of bounds. There's 35 seconds left to go, and he's shaking and baking, and he doesn't go out of bounds. The Giants had to use a timeout right there. They ended up getting a field goal on that play after the beat sack, but that is a poor awareness by Hakeem Nicks, because, Toom, you have to know. I mean, I know you did when you were playing. You always know, what am I going to do if I catch the ball? I got to get out of bounds. What's the time? What's the situation? And Hakeem Nicks did not do that, and then he also had a bad drop in the fourth quarter on a slant route that he hurt his hand.
That play cost him a timeout.
Yeah.
And hurt their chances of scoring right before half to even extend the lead.
Hakeem's
from 10
a veteran.
To maybe 13.
He's got to know better than that.
Well, unfortunately, this season we've seen too many guys not aware of a situation.
Yeah, I mean, and all those things, guys, we're alluding to is all those things make it so much harder for the quarterback to just do his job.
Yeah.
Dropping balls, not running out of bounds.
He doesn't need any help in that category.
Yeah, I mean, and then there were some passes early in the game that were grossly overthrown. I mean, it could have been 21-0 in the first quarter had Eli Manning connected to some of those receivers, and obviously the protection. I mean, there was a safety in this game. There was some, critical moments where they really needed to protect. They came out fast early, throwing the ball quick, some of those go routes, but, the totality of this thing wasn't clean. But again, Tom Coughlin earlier, they found a way to win. This was really a character and integrity game, Russ, as I kept saying throughout the game. It's something where you just got to bounce back from the three and outs, the penalties, all those things, things that Detroit was doing, and you found a way to get it done.
Thank goodness it was Detroit they were playing, because that's their sixth fourth quarter blown lead this season. So Matthew Stafford, yeah, he was giving out Christmas presents today.
Bottom line is, Giants got the job done, and it was a far cry from last week when Coach Coughlin called it pathetic. But good one today, 23-20, Giants the final in OT. All right, folks, remember, you got to go to Adorama.com/Giants to win yourself an HP all-in-one desktop computer. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. A lot more coming up, including quarterback Eli Manning's press conference. So stay right where you are.
Post game live. Once again, your final score. Giants knock off the Lions and knock them out of the playoffs in overtime by a score of 23-0. What do you say we go down to Paul Dottino at Ford Field Live? And we've got the man who kicked the winning field goal, Josh Brown. Paul?
Well, thank you so much, Russ. This one goes for 45 yards. It gives the Giants an overtime victory. So, Josh, I need to ask you about how you approach such a game-winning kick like it was today. Nerves. nerves, butterflies, cool as a cucumber. You know, they try to ice you with that timeout, as always.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's stuff that you expect. I mean, you know they got timeouts. You don't know exactly what they're going to do. But, you know, I think for me, if there's not butterflies, something's wrong with me. That's such a huge moment. No matter how many times you do it, whether it's your first time or your 100th time, I think there has to be some humility involved here, because 45 yards is not an easy ball to hit. And, you know, we were able to stay calm and not to be above the situation. Don't get ahead of the game. And just remain calm. And, you know, the other two in front of me are going to do a great job getting the ball down. And just trying to reflect on how I kicked that 52-yarder and just keep stroking the ball like that.
Now, you know, the Giants had an opportunity to move into Detroit territory in overtime, then lost the ball. So how difficult is it for you to get the adrenaline going, thinking you may have a chance there, and then all of a sudden there's a letdown, then you got to get that stuff kicked back up again?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's just staying an even keel, and it starts literally at the beginning of the game. Don't allow yourself to get ahead of the situation or ahead of the game. You don't know what's coming. Just stay ready. And when the offense gets the ball, I get a handful of seeds, and I throw them in my mouth and put my hat on, and it starts right there. I mean, you consistently do the same things, and your body just kind of stays in the moment at all times, and you don't allow your brain to go somewhere else. So, I mean, I'm not on the plane. I'm not at home. I'm right there in the moment.
And then real quick, finally, we talk about the fact that, you know, you'd hit a 52-yarder earlier. How close did you tell Tom Coughlin that you needed to get? Because he had passed on like a 56 or 58-yarder earlier and decided to go for fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, I was comfortable from 58, 59. We were kicking 60-plusers before the game. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't jump up in there and say, yes, 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 give it to me, give it to me, mm-hmm. because I would do that. If he asked me, I would say, yes, absolutely, let's kick this. And, you know, I'm just going to step back, and if he looks me and gives me the opportunity, absolutely, I'll take it. But, you know, it's his call, and it's got to be a team win. It's got to be the best situation for the team, and Eli came through. Bear had a great rush for a yard. And
yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah, and Eli put the ball right in the center, and, I mean, we were able to do well.
All right, Josh Brown, thank you so much for your time. Guys, we got Mathias Kiwanuka right over here. We're going to have him join us here. Mathias, two sacks for the Giants defensive end today, and I know he was standing by here just a second, so we'll bring you over. And the pressure on Stafford obviously gave him a lot of trouble. He seemed to be a little more inaccurate today than I'm sure he wanted to be.
I mean, yeah, that was obviously a focal point coming into this game. You know, that we had to step it up and get him to move his feet a little bit so he couldn't get the ball down the field. I think, yeah, it was just, it's fun. It was a team victory. We went out there, we had fun, and that's what it's all about.
How difficult was it for this defense to continue to suck it up and go out there? And obviously, there were so many opportunities by both teams to try to grab this game by the throat, and you guys had to keep holding the Lions down.
Yeah, I don't think it's difficult to go out there at all. I mean, I think we put a lot into it. We just want to make sure that the outcomes of the game going down this stretch, the last two games of the season, were going to be favorable for us, because we'd love to play this game. You know, I mean, we go out there, we practice hard every week, regardless of what's at stake, because we know that as professionals, this is what we do, and we have fun doing it. So we just want to make sure we came out with a win, and we'll celebrate this one and get ready for next week.
What did you guys expect when they got the ball back after the Andre Brown fumble in overtime, because the defense was stout there in terms of giving the offense at least a decent chance to get field position after the punt?
Just, it was time to step it up. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about it, regardless of what situation we're put in, we got to go out there and get a stop when we need it, get a turnover if we need it, and we did our job, so we're happy with that.
And then finally, what does it say about this team? I mean, Detroit needed the win. They were in the playoff race. You guys came in here with that whole play for pride mentality. What does it say about the Giants?
There's no quitting this team, and we're always going to give it our all. We're always going to fight. We have a lot of pride, and we enjoy doing what we do.
Nice, Kiwanuka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino, Mathias Kiwanuka. Mathias hit the nail on the head. It's fun playing football, but it's a whole lot more fun when you win playing football. All right, Giants, you're watching, folks. Giants Post Game Live, brought to you by who else? The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants. Stay right where you are. A lot more coming up, including quarterback Eli Manning's press conference, so stay right where you are.
let's go for it or kick it or go for the win. You know, so I know it was a, possibly I didn't want to punt it there and either, try to win this thing or go forward and be aggressive. And so, he said we're going for it and we had a good play call versus the coverage we were looking for. And, Jernigan, it was tight. Jernigan went down and made a great catch. I guess he made a catch. They called it a catch, and we didn't give it the chance and had to line up and run the ball at Bear Pasco the next play. So, had to make a few adjustments there, but, got it worked out.
Any reservations
there? I think you have to, At fourth down, you can't risk you're trying to get just a play run and quickly and the fastest thing is to get a run called and something we practice. Obviously, don't practice with in that personnel. The fact that Bear is kind of playing running back and some of the passing games because of Andre's injury. But just told him what to do and Bear's kind of been here long enough. He knows everything's going on. Did a good job holding on to the football and getting a few yards as well.
You had some big plays in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Obviously, third quarter and the fourth quarter, could not get anything going. I think a lot of three and outs. They were stopping the run. They were getting pressure. They're a good defense and a good team. And we did some good things in the first half, but. They caught on and played well, but defense got a big interception for the touchdown, and got a few good drives there in the fourth quarter and also in overtime to put us in position to win the game.
How different and how challenging was it? I mean, you have your backup, you're bringing a backup, and then you have to bring in another backup at this stage, but just new guys all over the place on the offensive line. How did that kind of work?
Well, I thought they did a great job. They competed, and we knew that was going to be the case. They were going to compete hard, and they were up to the challenge. I thought that they obviously going against a good defensive front, they were going to win some battles, and they were going to get a sack, or they were going to make some plays, and that's fine. They said just keep competing, but when we needed some protection, we got it on an overtime. Had a third and long, got best protection of the day, and hit Reuben Randall for a first down for a big play, and then on fourth down had good protection, had enough time to hit it to Jernigan. So they when we needed them to play at their best, they did, and that's what you love.
Tom said he already decided to go for it before.
Well, I think he has confidence in us, these situations, we're playing to win the game, and you try to leave it all out there, and put us in a position to do that. Just a bad throw. I thought they kind of jumped the count a little bit on that right side and that right D tackle, but just didn't get to step into the throw and got you're kind of in a bind there. You got no timeouts. You just ran the ball. You're running out of time. You got to get a chunk of yardage to try to get in field goal range, and with 20 something seconds left, forced that, but I think I could, that's bad part is I think if I would have made a better throw, I had a chance to get a guy open, and just a poor throw on my part, though.
You seem to run a lot more rollouts, a lot more bubble screen, quick type passes. How much was the game plan different, and how much did you feel like it was a little different?
Yeah, we did. Tried to do some rollouts. Did a number of those early on to try to just move the pocket and obviously so that defensive line just can't be in sprinter stance and rush right up the field. So try to slow them down a little bit. So I thought had a couple got a couple first downs on. I think three. We rolled out twice. Hit Jernigan early on. Hit Reuben Randall on a rollout and then had a rollout through the screen back to Andre Brown for a big on a third and long for. First down, so worked out well for us moving the pocket, early on, and made some big plays.
You mentioned Jernigan's name a couple times. How good has he been to you this last couple weeks?
Yeah, he played. It was good. Last week he played well for us, and then this week he stepped up, made some big plays, and obviously had the touchdown catch. It was a good job going low and going to get it. Had the fourth down catch. Had a couple other nice plays, and so that's good that got him in the mix, and he's doing some good things for us.
quite a bit difference of a press conference from Eli Manning this week as opposed to last week. But how important is it now moving forward that they win a seventh game of the season to close out their last 10 games at 10-3?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important because it shows that this team is still fighting. And Kiwi said this team has no quit in this team. And even a lot of people around the community were saying, okay, what draft pick do they have in the spring and all these other things. But this team still had to go out there and play two games. And, again, a lot of bad things happened, O'Hara. You were just telling me the stats in the second half. It was ugly, but they found a way to get it done.
Yeah, Rome, I mean, their second half possessions, five punts, a safety, an interception, and yet they still won the football game. So I give a lot of credit to Eli because he stands up there and he says, I give credit to my offensive line. They protected me when it mattered the most. And, I mean, look, when this guy walks in the huddle, I mean, he's looking at guys that he never thought would be starting for him and blocking for him.
Right.
And Will Beatty continues to have an awful season at left tackle. So I give him a lot of credit for standing in there, being courageous, because the one thing that Kevin Gilbride will not do is he will not change this offense. He's going to throw the football down the field. He's going to keep attacking defensive backs. And he's putting Eli right in the crosshairs, and Eli's not flinching.
Yeah, Eli, the type of quarterback he is he's not going to have the highest completion percentage. You know, he's going to take some sacks, but he throws the ball down the field. He's a big play quarterback, and now you take away some comfortable receivers on the outside that can make plays when the ball down the field. Because some of these balls that he's threw today and he's thrown all season haven't been horrible balls. They haven't been protected properly by the wide receivers. And also want to say a good Tom Quinn. He had a good game today. The special teams coordinator, you know, they had a big play by Michael Cox in the beginning of overtime, and of course the game-winning field goal. So, you know, he's been taking a lot of flack this year, but obviously he got his guys playing hard, and they're not quitting. But they gave a winning effort today, helping this team to come up with a big win in overtime.
All right. Well, you are watching Giants Post Game Live here on MyNI. We've got a lot more coming up, including Will Hill, who made the big interception to pull the Giants even up at 20 apiece. 23-20 Giants was your final in OT. Stay right where you are. We're coming back.
Verizon Fios, making life more entertaining with America's fastest, most reliable internet.
back once again, folks, at Giants Post Game Live. And what do you say we go right back to Paul Dottino, who caught up a little while ago with the man who made the big interception today, number 25 for Big Blue, Will Hill.
Well, Will, 37 yards on the interception return for a touchdown with about 5 minutes to go. Forced the Giants to take this thing into overtime. Could you describe the play and obviously the feelings you must have after making such a big one?
Well, we was playing cover 44, and I was overseeing three routes. And I just seen the ball tip up in the air, and nobody was in front of me. I was just focused on catch the ball, catch the ball. Once I caught the ball, it was off to the races.
You've been here for only a couple of years now. Would you say that's your biggest play as a professional so far? And what does that tell you about your abilities and what you can do for this team?
Yeah, definitely it's one of the best plays I ever had here. And it builds a lot of confidence for me because, to me, a lot of people say I could be a great safety, and that builds a lot of confidence for me. Just that play right there, and just for me to get that, it meant the world to me.
Could you tell me a bit about what the secondary's plan was against Megatron? I think he was held to just three catches, not a whole lot of yards. Stafford looked like he was feeling some heat, wasn't exactly as accurate as he needed to be. But specifically against Megatron, what did you guys have to do to stop him?
Oh, we had to put prints on him. put prints on him, told him to be real physical, and we had to let him know that as a safety unit that we was going to be there to back him. And he believed, and he fed into it, and he was real aggressive with him. And we were right there, and Stafford had to go to his other options.
Will Hill, congratulations. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
Paul Dottino, Will Hill, thank you very much. Stay right where you are, folks. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. We've got Entrell Roll coming up in our next segment along with our final thoughts. So stay right where you are.
We had to play for, more importantly, you know, each other. That's something we haven't done in the past couple of weeks, and I think we definitely went out there and showed that, you know, we love each other. You know, we're going to go out there and compete for one another. We're going to play for our fans. We're going to play for our family, and more important, you know, this organization. That was huge. That was huge. You know, I was praying to God, and thank God, you know, that He answered, and more important for Will Hill. You know, I think he played an excellent game. Definitely one of the best games I've ever seen Will play, as far as tackles, as far as special teams, as far as being in the right position at the right time and making the plays and capitalize on that plays, and putting us in position to go into the overtime. That was something that was extremely huge for us.
How did you guys hold down Calvin Johnson in particular and
We play ball. We play ball. That's all we did. We didn't do anything special. We just played ball, try to disrupt them at the line. Prince Mukadamar did a great job on him. I think I did a great job on him also when he was in the slot. And we just played within the defense. Coach Perry and the rest of our coaches had an excellent game plan. And like I said, we just ran a game plan effectively.
They hit you a little bit with a run late in the fourth quarter. They were getting some yards, but how did you guys sort of tighten
that up? They were gassing us a little bit with the run, getting more yards than obviously we would like. He was just being patient and just, finding a little crease here and there. And, we just have to stay in our gaps, play disciplined football, and, that's how we stop, runs like that.
All right, Entrell Roll, and you know what, guys? Let's give credit where credit is due. Entrell Roll, from the time he came here, especially after the first season, he became a real leader, on the field, in the clubhouse, in the locker room. And I'll tell you what, he may very well be their most valuable player this season.
Yeah, Russ, I think that's a great point. And when you look at Entrell Roll, what he's done for this team, you mentioned the leadership. I mean, the coach did a great job, but the players took ownership of this team after last week's debacle. And Entrell Roll, coming in this game, had 6 interceptions. He was tied for most in the NFL. Richard Sherman had 2 today, so he surpassed him with 8. But he had another great big play, picking up the fumble. And Entrell Roll, I mean, he's been like American Express. He's everywhere you want to be, and he just makes the plays every single time. I mean, it's and he's making the big tackles when he comes up. He had a big tackle down on the goal line again today. Every single time. But it doesn't matter what they ask him to do. They want him to cover a receiver, fine. You want him to come up in the box and play linebacker in the sub package on third down, he does that. He makes great tackles. He's definitely the MVP of this team.
Yeah, you gotta be him. There's nobody else that's playing consistent throughout the entire season. Maybe if Beeson was on the team the entire season, like we talked about earlier, Maybe he might be a contention.
Absolutely.
But it has to be somebody on defense, because everybody on offense has really been up and down throughout the entire season. And what Entrell Roll brings, not only does the leadership, but he just brings the mentality. The way that he approaches
from
the game,
the
example
that he sets.
He's almost old school, like let's play football, like smash mouth football.
Yeah, and guys, and I think, the way this team is constructed, or any team, and I joked about this, this team having championship spirit, you need about 3 or 4 guys like Entrell Roll on both sides of the ball. You need players playing at a great level. The solid veterans, solid guys that are just doing their jobs, and then the younger guys are going to come behind them. That's how a good team is constructed. So when this thing is all said and done, you can talk about the injuries, you can talk about the turnover, poor play quarterback or what have you, but you have a chance to end this season 2 wins in a row. You, like you said, Russ, 7 out of their last 10 games after an 0-6 start, and that means that this team still has the character to bounce back and still compete, and not a lot has to be changed going into next year. They're going to make some changes, but not a boatload of changes.
Well, talking about the character again, if they can win next week, then their record for the last 10 games after the 0-6 start was 7-3. That is not playing some bad football. And again, next week, the opponent will be in the season finale at MetLife Stadium, Sunday, December 29th, Giants-Redskins at 1 p.m. Then, as always, the moment the game ends, you want to flip right back here to my 9 for the official Giants postgame show, Giants Postgame Live. I am Russ Salzberg for Roman Olben. Sean O'Hara,
Merry Christmas.
Either way, again, I'm Russ Salzberg. Thanks for joining us. Have a great holiday. We will see you next week.